ni idojuko egba high school asero abeokuta ogun state tabi ke pe awon ero bani soro yi 081 50 30 01 e de le pele yi na 090 88 78 51 55 090 88 78 51 55 Sweet Estate, estate for the masses.
Okile falafala.
Fresh 107.9 FM.
Labe Oluma o se dada gan.
Download the Fresh FM app on your Android phone, tablet to listen to Fresh FM
anywhere in the world.
To download, go to Google Play Store and App Store. Search for Fresh FM Nigeria. Select the icon, tap, and install for free. Follow the on-screen instructions, complete the installation, and get our content anywhere under the sun in real time. The Fresh FM radio app is all in one. You can listen live, watch us live, see our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram posts, and news updates. The Fresh FM Nigeria mobile app can be downloaded on Android and iOS. As you use the Fresh FM app, review and rate our app. We're available 24/7 for more updates. Thank you for choosing Fresh as the best with Oakrest.
Broadcasting around the world, this is Fresh 107.9.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Everybody down, so don't worry, be happy, don't worry, be happy now. dog worry.
All right, Bobby McFerrin doing that beautiful one, calls that one Don't Worry, Be Happy. And it's a beautiful song. This song, I've known this song. My dad used to sing this song back in the day. And right about now, we have senior citizens right here in the studio. So we're talking to them. Mm-hmm. We're going to be having a conversation with the senior citizens, talking about pensioners in Ogun State. And with this one, we're singing that song to them, that Don't Worry, Be Happy. Don't worry. Pensioners will be happy. Whether today, whether tomorrow, whether next year, I believe that pensioners will be happy. So what are the things to make them happy? Pay their pensions. As at when do you sort out their gratuities? But this is why they're here this beautiful morning on the platform. My name is Benga Oreshegun, the man you just have to love. The platform comes on your radio every weekday from Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 o'clock in the morning all the way till 11. We have this conversation. Like I said, we're talking to senior citizens of Nigeria. But you know, I thought they said, or they used to say, that when you work hard and behave responsibly, and then you save into a pension scheme, this equals to a better life. Happy retirement. You work hard and you save equals to happy retirement. But how true is that if we look at it? Here in Nigeria, most of the time, you're very wrong. Because Nigerian workers of yesteryears who have worked hard, meritoriously, and served and also saved to a government retirement pension scheme. But when it's time for them to now reap the fruit of their labor, there's one story or the other. They get nothing. For them to get their pension, for them to get their gratuities, oh, do this. At the end of the day, nothing. I even heard that some pensioners that would retire maybe in 2025 or 2026, they don't even have anything that they will retire to. But we'll get to talk about that, because when I heard that, I found it very, very hard to believe. But we'll get to talk about that. But when it's time for them to now reap the fruit of their labor, they don't get anything. They don't get anything. Unless some of them allegedly, you know, pay their way, bribe one person or the other, just to get their entitlement. What is entitled to them? Talk about gratuities and other things. Also even get their papers done. Now, while some retired Nigerians, you know, they sink on a daily into poverty while waiting for their entitlement, others are raking in millions of naira. Talk about Nigerian politicians. You see a Nigerian governor or a Nigerian deputy governor or an ex-president, they get entitlements, and a little breakdown, entitlements up to like 300% of their basic salary. Most of them, I hear that they're entitled to 4 cars, replaceable every 4 years, and some other benefits, ranging from properties worth up to millions of naira, you know, free medicals for their families, vacation, and other freebies paid for by the government. And really, Nigerians have always wondered, you know, I'm also a Nigerian, as I've always wondered, that why ex-governors, ex-deputies, ex-presidents, who at most served maybe 4 to 8 years, they enjoy the good life, while civil servants who have worked meritoriously for 20, 30, 35 years, hard work, and they are paid poor and irregular pensions. There was a BBC documentary, they called it the retirement in hell. When you retire in Nigeria, it's more like retiring in hellfire. How did we get here? Now, we have senior citizens right here in the studio. We have the state chairman, Nigerian Union of Pensioners, Comrade W. Oluide. The state chairman is right here in the studio. Thank you so much for joining us. Good morning.
Thank you. Well, good morning.
We also have the state secretary, Comrade Bola Lawal. who's the State Secretary, NUP. Thank you so much for coming to the studio.
Thank you very much.
And we also have the Public Relations Officer, Comrade Segun Obadimu. Thank you so much for coming to the studio.
Most welcome.
Yes. Now, when the president removed subsidy, we've always all known that before this administration came on board, 130 million Nigerians were below the poverty line, according to National Bureau of Statistics. All right. Now, the removal of subsidy, the floating of the Naira, many analysts have said that many Nigerians have actually gone deeper into poverty. Let's not also forget that, okay, what happened during the Emefiele era. Many Nigerians actually sunk deeper into poverty. How have you been coping since the removal of subsidy? You're not working. Just let me start with you, Comrade Oluidi, State Chairman. How have you been coping since the removal of fuel subsidy? Has life been good? Have you been getting your pensions right? Have you been getting... How has life been good economically?
Thank you very much, Gbenga, because you have said it all, because you know our problem more than ourselves too.
Mm.
Because the thing is affecting everybody. One thing we have to thank God for is that the pension regular.
The pension has been regular.
Very regular.
Mm.
And even though we have some hitches somewhere, but as far as we're concerned, it's still regular.
The pension is still regular.
The pension is very regular. The monthly pension.
The monthly pension.
It's very regular.
Mm.
And like you have rightly said, after the subsidy, the government of Ogun State,
yes,
approved palliative as they approved for the workers.
Okay.
We enjoy it for the 3 months we have got from July, August, and September.
Hmm.
And we hope from the last announcement we have from the government,
yes,
that will be extended to another 6 months.
Another 6 months.
So we are still expecting.
We're still expecting. Okay.
So I will hope that the governor, who's always like to make his promise, will fulfill that promise. So as you have said, the thing is not it's not happy. We are not happy about it.
Hmm.
Because the situation is getting too worse.
Okay.
Almost every day.
All right.
Like you see that a bag of rice is about 50,000 naira a bag.
So, or even more.
So it's not very rosy.
It's not very rosy. All right, Comrade Labal, how's life been since the removal of subsidy?
Well, my chairman has said it all. Only God sustain Nigerians as you are.
True.
And only God sustain and resustain pensioners.
True.
Because when you talk of Nigerians, we have to differentiate. We are all Nigerians, but the conditions are not the same.
True.
So as far as pensioners are concerned, we thank God that we are alive and that by His grace we are living. Because we cannot say that we have been sustained by the pension we are. I mean, as I'm talking now, 10,000 naira is the minimum pension in Ogun State. In some other states, it's less.
It's less?
Yes, in some other states. But in Ogun State, 10,000 naira
is the minimum.
What do we do with 10,000 naira? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. What do we do? 10,000 naira is not enough to feed the dog of a senator in the day.
Sure. And you have children who are in school,
yeah, yeah, schools,
university,
yes,
you know?
Yes. So we thank God that God sustain us. And that in spite of the hardship in Nigeria,
yes,
we don't feel it much because God is with us.
God is
with
us.
It's not easy. I must confess to you.
All right, Comrade Abadimu, you want to add your 2 cents to it?
Yeah, I want to appreciate the discourse by my forebears in the union. I mean, the twosome that spoke earlier,
yes,
and the chairman and the secretary. Sincerely, Gbenga, it has been excruciating. Has been horrible. We should not verify, or so to say, because you see, in the three of us as this, you cannot just say it is all well with other pensioners. We expend the more, especially on health. And when you imagine how much the cost of health is now, want to imagine how much we, aside health, we also feed.
True.
Just like the others within the community. The mainstream workers also feed. We eat the same rice, we eat the same garri.
We go to the same kutu market.
Purchase the same thing. but they don't purchase the kind of drugs we purchase. I stand to, you know, to be controverted. We purchase drugs the more, and depending on the kind of ailment. Yes.
And most drugs are now expensive now because dollar, inflation.
I kept saying a sachet of paracetamol some years ago used to be 10 naira. 10 naira. Now it costs no less than 100, 150 naira. A sachet of paracetamol. Then you talk of other drugs. Some people procure
BP, diabetes, and all, you know,
arthritis, and etc. Yeah. As much as 100,000 naira every month, whereas we don't earn that much. So it's been terrible. It's been serious.
It hasn't been easy.
And unfortunately, the government doesn't seem to look the side of the pensioners. Yes, they don't. How much is 10,000 naira palliative? What will it go? How far will it go?
Okay, now, I at the start of the show, I talked about the entitlements by the top of pensions of ex-governors, ex-deputy governors, 300% basic salary, most of them entitled to four cars, and the cars replaceable every 4 years. You know, all these largesse, the freebies.
Now,
security and all of those things, newspaper and all. As a pensioner, how does this make you feel when you hear that ex-governors, deputies enjoy the good life, having spent 4 to 8 years serving the people, but you also served the government for 35 years, 30 years? When you hear all of these things that, okay, these ex-governors are enjoying, some are even at the Senate, still collecting the whole thing, how does this make you feel? What goes through your mind? Let me start with you. Comrade Lady.
Yes, thank you very much. We are not very happy about it. And we are just talking of vehicles. They even build houses for them. They build houses in their state, and they go as far as to Abuja to build a house for them. And we are not very happy about it. And if they spend 8 years and enjoy all these things, those of us that have served over 35 years.
You should be in Dubai.
So we should not be in Nigeria, but as God will make it, because they are in power, they have everything to themselves, so they have that opportunity of giving everything to themselves. But we are praying that maybe one day God will change their mind.
Comrade Labar.
You see, we try as much as possible to pretend as if you don't hear the news of largesse that are going to politicians. In this country, politicians are not serving the nation. It is the citizens that are serving the politicians. You can imagine, it's been rumored now, whether it is true or not, that every member of REP will be given a 160 million car.
Yeah,
can
sure,
you imagine
sure,
that? Do you know how many pensioners will benefit from 160 million? Not to talk of 160 million in so many places.
They said they need those cars for oversight functions.
They said what?
They need those cars oversight functions.
We too need those cars. That is true. That is true. But we are not even asking them for cars. But we are asking them for better life to begin to the pensioners. As I'm talking now, in many states, the gratuities are not paid. That 160 million is not to pay some gratuities in some states.
True.
For only one car. Not to talk of gathering all these 160 million in but 109 places to pay gratuities. Pensioners' life will be better than that. So, how many shall we talk about? Is it the cash? Is it the constituency allowance? And so on and so forth. So, we pretend as if we are not listening. Because if we are to react naturally, some people will commit suicide.
Sure.
But God forbid. So, in Nigeria, I want our leaders to have a change of heart. They are called for duties for the lesser privileged ones.
They are called to serve.
Yes, they are called to serve, not called to come up, put us in poverty, and deepen the poverty every day. So, I think God will give them a change of heart.
All right, Comrade Segun. Do you sometimes feel like, why did I even go on this journey of being a civil servant? Why didn't I just go into politics so that I can also be, I can also enjoy this largesse?
Of recent, I think yesterday or thereabout, or day before yesterday, was this crack lawyer? That established the university at Ondo State.
Okay, Afe Babalola.
Afe Babalola. He said somebody graduated from his school.
Yeah, he talked about it. It was part of the stories I should have picked this morning.
First class. Then he gave him a scholarship to continue for the master's.
He rejected it.
No. He did the master's. Then he asked that he should go on PhD. The guy turned it down. He asked why. He said somebody never went beyond the school, sir, and is into politics. Chairman of a local government or whatever. He's riding fancy cars and living fine. Why should he waste his time going through academics?
He rejected that offer and said, I would rather go into politics.
Afe Babalola felt, what kind of Nigeria is this? Somebody rejecting a free offer to study to PhD level politics? That is how our governance had made us. They've turned us to another thing. That into politics, you can become anything and make anything. And if you walk other way, you're just wasting your time. Quite unfortunate. We have money in this state, in this country. There is money, excess money. We know that. From the era of Gowon, Udoji, 1973.
Yes, okay, Udoji Commission. Yeah.
When we lived well, on and on, Eromuritala, and yes, blah, blah, and etc. We enjoyed. The oil is still there. It's not gone off. And the money is there. I mean, imagine 57 point whatever billion to be used to buy SUV cars for a group of people that can pay the entire gratuity in a state. How much is the gratuity expected paid in Ogun State? Aside the fact that they collect huge sum, when they go to sleep, they collect 2 million.
Yeah, lots of allowances.
Allowances. Rest for your salary. Two million. I said,
they,
how much
they
is
they earn more than a U.S. president.
Oh.
Not Nigeria and Kenya.
And for doing nothing. They system. Only go there to talk. Some sleep on the seat there. They doze off. Carefree. And some never bothered to pass any bill. And of course, what effect have they made over us anyway? There are rampaging bandits around and et cetera and et cetera. We're living in fear every day. What is their impact in the society? Yet they collect multi-millions, haven't stayed 8 years in the government house as governors, deputy governors, they transit to the Senate, House of Rep, to continue packing and packing. When we see this kind of thing, honestly, we get dismayed. Some people still, and as state secretary just said it, 10,000 naira, we ask for consequential increase.
Yeah, we'll still get to that.
They are not bothered. They don't want to see. It's like they don't want to see us. They don't want. Some even had made reference to pensioners as dead people, in quote. The living have not gotten, the dead are asking for. Can you imagine?
That's a really, really
sad. You're very sad. It's like
very sad.
You know?
All right. So if you just joined us, it is The Platform on Nigeria's number one radio station. Okay. We are live on Facebook on Fresh 107.9 FM at Abeokuta. We have senior citizens right here in the studio. We have the state chairman, NUP, Nigerian Union of Pensioners, Comrade W.O. Olede, and Comrade Bola Lawal, State Secretary, and Comrade Segun Obademu, the Public Relations Officer. Now, the last time you were here, that was, I think, April, you complained that the Ogun State government is yet to offset the backlog of gratuities. Now, what is the latest?
Thank you. The conditions still remain the same.
The conditions because still remains the same?
Yes, because like we said in April when we came here, that the governor promised to increase release of pension gratuity from 600 million to 1 billion. That was in March.
He promised 600 million to 1 billion.
And in fact, It's supposed to start from the first quarter of this year.
Okay.
And I want to say, sir, that up to now we have received only 1 billion
for only first quarter. 1 billion?
1 billion for this year. We have not received anything. Whereas, this is the fourth quarter of the year.
He has only paid just for a quarter. This is the fourth quarter.
So we are still expecting
second and third and fourth quarter.
So, and we will continue to appeal to him to please fulfill his promise. And make sure, because these pensioners are dying every day, they have no money to even treat themselves. So we will continue to appeal to him to pay this money, because since he has been in the office, he has only paid 5.1, including the first quarter of this year. 5.1 billion for also 5 years, 4 years. So,
throughout his tenure, like the first tenure?
The first, the 21-22, he paid for 4.1 billion. 4.1 billion. And for the first quarter of this year,
he paid 1 billion,
making 5.1 billion. So, since he has resumed duty, so we will continue to appeal to him to please do us a favor, give us our right, and he promise, continue to promise that when he received, like that he was expecting some money from the federal government.
Yes.
But how do we know that he has received or has not received? So we continue to appeal to him that he should pay.
Now, State Chairman, you were once quoted to have said that the Dapo Abiodun-led administration has deliberately turned deaf ears to the plight of pensioners. Is there a reason for this?
No, we are not saying that. Because he has been doing it. He has been doing it. We continue to appeal to him. Because like I've already said, he paid us a palliative.
Okay, so he paid palliative. Okay.
So our pension is regular. We cannot say it's turning a deaf ear to us. But we'll continue to appeal for more.
You appeal for more.
For more.
Okay. Now I'm aware that there was an agreement that the Ogun State government agreed to implement, talking about the consequential adjustment, okay, as approved by the federal government in 2019, which mandated a statutory increase in pensions through a memorandum of action. State Secretary, has the governor implemented this?
No.
Is there a reason?
We have been saying this, or we have said this several times at different fora, that the government appears to be playing seek and game with the pensioners. Because when the government set up a committee,
okay,
and for a whole year, the committee met only once. And after
say that again.
I said
the government set up a committee for the consequential adjustment.
Yes.
July 19th. Okay, last year.
Last year.
Okay.
They had a midi meeting. I mean, at least there must be a meeting.
Okay, the first
after
one.
After the first meeting, no other meeting up to today. I mean, are we saying that government is serious to give us our demand? No. You see, as we usually say, we shall continue to appeal to them to have mercy on pensioners. Because sometimes when you ask for your entitlements, the government will tell you lacks of money. There's no money. And every day, the government will be telling us, like this one now, we learned that our IGR is in the front line. Like we said that IGR is the front line. That we are in grade A, grade 1.
When it comes to IGR, first five.
When we are number one in Nigeria, and yet you see there's no money, when will there be money? Where will there be money? So, you see, it's just an attempt to dodge our demand. Because when you start up a committee and the committee does not allow to work, how do you have a report after the committee? And how do you execute what the pensioners are asking for when there is no report arising from that committee? So that I say that the government seems to be playing second game with the pensioners.
Does it seem that the pensioners are asking for too much? Does it look like you're asking for too much?
No, we're not asking for too much. Why? What are they? Okay. Okay.
What are the demands?
The thank you. We are asking that there should be increase in pension. And everybody knows that whoever earns $10,000 per month, even a schoolboy, if he pay my boy, what my boy spend in a month, if not for God's grace, it's more than $5,000 going to school alone. Not to talk. I mean, a month, I'm talking a month. So it will be too much for somebody who has just $10,000, which is not enough to feed the dog of a senator in a day, in 30 days, to ask for more.
Hmm.
I mean, definitely, you are not asking for too much. Then, this gratitude you are talking about has been on. If the government is serious about this matter, if the government can release 1 billion naira every month for pensioners, this thing will be offset very soon.
So we are not 1 billion naira every month.
It's not too much. It's not too much. Because Ogun State is not the only state in Nigeria anyway. And we compare notes with other states.
Okay.
Yes. In fact, notably, I usually mention Oyo State and Borno State.
Okay.
Because they have done well for the pensioners.
For pensioners?
Yes. Because if a governor on assumption of office can release 22 billion at a go, it's 22 billion. I mean, what time I might mean, be outstanding
will be cleared off.
Cleared off. So if even our own government here cannot even release them, let them give us 1 billion every month. Yes.
1 billion
every month.
You don't think it's too much for the government?
It's not too much in view of what comes in for the government. In view of the IGR, which is number one in Nigeria, it's not too much.
So okay, state PR. Yeah. You talked about the body, the committee only met once. You said that this body was formed by the state government, but who is responsible for the convergence of this meeting? And the fact that the meeting has not even held, or maybe held just once, was there any reason given for the meeting not to hold for the consequential adjustment?
No particular reason given.
No, first question. Yeah. What's responsible for the non-convergence of the committee meeting?
Oh, well, you see, incidentally, I happened to be a member.
Oh, you were a member?
Yes, I represented the NUP, the union. And the first day we met, that was the 2nd of August. Last year, over a month ago, about 2 months extra, over a year ago, sorry,
okay.
Over about 2 months extra upon the year, we presented, and we're happy. They took it, what a template, worked on it, and told us that within 2 weeks, that is the government side, will check through our presentation. We're not asking anything outrageous. As a matter of fact, it was not our making. It was the making of the federal government itself. Through a directive signed by the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria that there should be a consequential increase in pension. Before this, there ought to have been various increases. Yes. For 5 years, the pensioner is expected to get increases. Aside that, as soon as the mainstream workers get their increase,
then pensioners
should be increased. And the very last one is this consequential of a thing. Of course, it is not us. We only copied them and did what is expected of us. Now, we discussed that 2 weeks, 1 month, we started calling. Where are we going to meet? Second month, third, etc. We paid visits to the top officials at Okemosun. They kept telling us that they were still working on it, that some officers were retired and etc.
Since last year.
Since over one year, about 1 year, 2 months now.
1 year,
and,
2 months.
Yeah,
now.
The last visitation that we made, we got informed that they finished what they were expected to do.
Yes.
With regards to that. They had 3 phases to eat. Now we expected that they should have called us for further discourse so that we look through whatever it was. But they had not called us. They flipped it at our faces. We flipped it. That is the document. It was not given to us. I was asked for a meeting to see this course, after which they give to the government, to the governor, for access, for his access approval, and then execution. But up till now, see, you come to discover that aside the governor himself, there are forces up there.
Forces up there.
I want to believe that.
In the state government,
yes.
Not the federal government.
Not the federal. The state government that are militating against our demands. Because, you see, it's not as if that they will harass us anytime we got there.
Yes.
But then, amicably, they will discuss as if tomorrow they're going to call us for discourse, for parley, so that we'll be able to actualize the thing. And our people are highly expectant. They felt, as a matter of fact, our people felt that we have gone out there to get envelopes. That's, you know, they thought that we had played game with them so as to pally the thing off. Whereas that's not the issue.
That's not the issue.
No. Over a year passed.
A year, two months.
Kept saying the same thing. We visited radio stations. We've had press conferences. We've written. Etc. It's nothing we had not done.
We've gone to meet
with some top members of the ruling party to help us mediate into the issue. But we don't know if perhaps we were able to see the governor one-on-one.
Yes.
Maybe it would have yielded something. But unfortunately, he's been shielded away. He's not available to us. And kept praying.
So are you accusing the governor of being elusive?
When it
comes to issues of pensioners?
It comes to play. Yes. Well, if you say, I wouldn't throw it off. If you say he's elusive, he's evasive, yes, he is. What is wrong in coming to us? It was at a meeting that we had March 6th at the Cultural Center that he said that he gave his word towards 1 billion. After that, we have not seen him.
Wow.
If we have seen him, perhaps he would have given directive.
Directive?
For the thing. Yeah, but he's not there. We've been seeing people working for him.
Have you tried to reach the deputy governor instead? Maybe the governor is not available, but the deputy governor, have you tried to maybe reach out to the deputy?
We met with the SSG a number of times.
The SSG?
Yes, we met with the head of service. You see, we are directly supposed to relate to the head of service. You know, the head of service, the head of the civil servants, and the pensioners.
Mm.
We used to be active members of the civil service.
Yes.
And of course, we may not want to jump gun unnecessarily.
Mm.
But then the SSG is for everybody. I hope you understand.
Yes, I know.
There are protocols.
True.
And of course, at a time we had gone to the House of Assembly, but we have not gotten a breakthrough.
Nothing yet.
No yet.
Mm. You want to add something?
I just want to add to about this consequential increase in pension.
Okay.
This consequential increase in pension is as a result of the national minimum wage, which we have already told the government that once you have implemented that of the workers, what is delaying you in implementing that? Oh, and if the constitution of Nigeria is whenever you increase the salary of workers, that of pension too should be
should
increased.
Follow.
Since you cannot do it in every five years. And I want to say that even up to last Thursday, we are able to meet the head of service. And he's giving us the same
complaint, the same thing.
That they have just been...
The same reason they've always given over time.
The reason they just given, but enough is enough. They should do something at the right time.
Mm.
They should please make to implement this consequential increase in pension. Because how can you expect a pensioner who has been receiving pension for the past 15 years without any increase? What is going to do with that money? And more so when you raise the minimum from 5,000 to 10,000. The people that have been earning 10,000, what will be their fate?
Last week, on the show, freshly pressed, someone called in and said he has not received his pension. I think he retired since 2014. And he said that his gratuity, he has not received his gratuity. His gratuity was just 1 million. And now because of the inflation and everything, the 1 million naira is as good as 200,000. We need to go on this quick break. When we're back, we'll talk about promises. Do you have faith in the governor? Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Oh, Oshakon Shosho, don't check a show, madam. Cooking Pammy, Lati Posha, don't Oshaki, dim your little tilta. Loviva, the Kerepi Pasha, Kupo, Loviva. Maswako, Ato, Renu, Loviva.
Oshiabu for Viva Plus or Gala Oshiabu for Latowa Aspira.
Bó ti wò kásìkò yìí rí bó ti lóun ó rí tó. Ẹ̀yin oníbàárà IAS ò ní ṣàìṣe ohun rere tó tọ́ láti ṣe. Torí pé ẹfọkàn tọ́ wa táwa náà sì mọ rírì yín láwọn ṣe ní jayín kulẹ̀ nígbà kankan. A ti mú kó rọrùn sí láti ra àwọn ilẹ̀ wa. Ilẹ̀ wa kan jòjò ló tó ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ gorí àtẹ ní IAS Garden City ní pápá láǹtó tàǹtà ní 2 million naira. Ìsinmi ẹ̀gbá ìdí òrì tàǹtà ní 3 million naira tẹ́lẹ̀ ti di 1.5 million naira. King City Lalamala Barracks 4 million naira ní tẹ́lẹ̀ ó ti di 2.5 million naira. 750,000 naira ní plot kan ní Mile 8 Ajebo Road. Nígbàtí plot kan ní òmìnira Unique City Pọ́nkùkù Abẹ́òkúta jẹ́ 300,000 naira. 25% lẹ máa kọ́kọ́ san. Tẹ́ bá ti wá sanwó dé ìdajì, ẹ gba ilẹ̀ yín ẹ sì máa kọ́lé lọ. Oṣù mẹ́wàá gbáko lẹ máa fi sàn yìí tó kù. Tẹ́ bá ti san 25% lẹ ó ti gba tíkẹ́ẹ̀tì tẹ máa fi jẹ ẹ̀bùn nínú ìyíkoto tó ń bọ̀ láìpẹ́. Níbi tí olóríire kan á ti jẹ ọkọ̀ Toyota Yaris kan tí ọ̀pọ̀ èèyàn á sì jẹ àwọn ẹ̀bùn lóríṣiríṣi. Ọjọ́ 21 oṣù Ọ̀ktoba yìí ni ìpolongo yìí máa wá sópin o. Ẹ pé 091-39-01-1255.
And we're back on radio. We have senior citizens right here in the studio. We have Comrade W. Oluide, who is the state chairman, Nigerian Union of Pensioners. Comrade Dr. Bolala Wao, state secretary of the NUP. And also Comrade Segun Obadimu, who is also the public relations officer of the NUP. Now, I talked about faith. You said that the governor has promised, re-promised, and also promised yet again. And do you have faith in the governor, looking at the promises he has made to the pensioners? Yes, he promised that he will increase it to 1 billion naira, just like what you said earlier. And do you have faith that before the end of 2023, the governor will keep to his promise?
Yes, Mr. Yes, we have faith in the Mr. Governor, because I remember in March when we met him personally at the cultural center.
March this year. Okay, before the election.
Before the election.
Okay.
When we met him at the cultural center, and we stated this increase in the gratuity release.
Okay.
Then he was saying, I will increase from 600 million to 800 million. I said, well, no, we want 1 billion. And immediately he accepted to it. So that gives us the confidence that if we are able to see him personally, maybe he'll be able to listen to us and get...
Or perhaps remember the promises he made.
And most of the promises that he's making, he'll be able to fulfill it. Mm. But that is what we are now saying, that we want to see Mr. Governor. Let us talk to him one and one, more so that his own parents too are pensioners.
Are pensioners.
So even if you get it, I know it's the father that he has lost, the mother is still around, and the mother too is a pensioner. Mm. Whatever we gain, whatever we achieve,
the mom would also benefit as well.
We'll achieve. So we have faith in him, and that is why we want to meet him and explain our plight. He'll be able to do it for us.
All right, Nigerians, you can be a part of this, okay? If you're a pensioner and you're listening to this, okay, feel free to also air your views on this, okay? We've seen so many people who have not received their pensions up till now, or their gratuities up till date, some as far back as 2013, 2014, and also some Before I open the phone lines, there was this talk about some people who would retire by 2025, 2026. They don't even have anything to fall back to. Do you want to react to that?
2025.
That once they retire 2025, will they have something to retire to, like gratuities? You want to react to that?
Yeah, yes.
Because someone said it, and I feel like I don't believe.
Yes, the contributory
pension
group. That's another messy affair. Honestly, it is cloudy. Be clouded. You see, the scheme supposed to be a very good scheme. It is being used in senior claims,
okay,
where you contribute, government contributes, used by a PFA to work on, trade with, you get your interests, and with discuss, you get whatever it is expected of you. But as I speak with you, we got informed that payments are not being made of government to that scheme. The payment of the individual is not being acknowledged into the scheme.
Wow.
Inferring that you're losing part of your own savings, part of your own contributions. The government is not even contributing anything.
The state government is not contributing anything.
Nothing. As a matter of fact, some of us, the old scheme, are still being owed by the state government of our contribution.
What is the NUP doing as regards this? Are you working with the NLC to actually, you know, question the government that why have you not been remitting?
The NLC, TUC, and the JNC,
yes,
they are mostly affected because a huge number of their members are into this. They are still active workers. Honestly, they are still active workers, and they are discussing this every day. We tend to have allowed them grapple with that problem, because if they succeed, by extension,
it will rub off on you.
Yes, some of us that are affected will also get.
It looks as if you're like, it is your problem. Have our problem.
No, we keep discussing. We started it. We started the problem. We started the
struggle.
The issue. Yeah, the struggle. There are some issues that cut across, of course. You see, they are also into it fully, into it, because majority of them, with the exception of those that will retire between now and next year, all others are into that scheme. Yes, so they don't have a future. They don't have.
Wow.
No. They don't. It's like, and of course, the government is, so to say, silent.
It's over silent it. On
yes.
the issue.
Information has it that the money now being owed towards this scheme is well over 600 billion naira. 600, going towards a trillion.
Wow.
Who will pay that back?
Wow.
Which government is going to get hold onto 600 billion indebtedness? Largesse, yes. And then pay as much into that kind of a scheme.
And the fact that the revenue is not that.
Yet the government keeps spending anyhow, deducting people's money and spending. You see, you talk of faith the other time. The Yoruba, they sometimes had it that has it that
Ireti pipe,
omu okun, omu shaki, omu share. Hey, faith. Well, when you talk of faith, well, the normal person that is living will always have faith that tomorrow will be okay.
All right, let's
start. But the government.
And
in addition to what the PRO have said, a committee was set up, same around the 19th of July. And up to now, that committee has not submitted their report. So that is why we say when you appoint a committee, why don't you allow the committee to work and
submit the report?
And that is why we
and implement the report.
They have to submit the report before implementation. So that let's see the report. Then before the governor, that's why we are insisting on seeing Mr. Governor. That if we see Mr.
So that
governor,
all of these things can be discussed and addressed.
What is happening? What are you doing about this, sir? So
I think
you'll be able to tell us what is happening.
All right, let's talk to Nigeria. 0815-432-1079. Hello, good morning.
Hello? Visit any 9 mobile experience center with your
air. No. All right, 0815-432-1079. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Fresh FM.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Good morning, our elders.
Good morning,
my name is Akin. I'm calling you from Camp Abeokuta.
Akin, let's talk.
Yes, I want to appreciate all of you for coming on air to come and clear so many things that have been bothering we pensioners, since I'm one of you. And I also appreciate you. I also want to thank...
Hello? Oh, I'm so sorry. Try and call us back. I'm so sorry. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly. I can hear you. Oh, dear. I can hear you. All right. 0815-432-1079. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I can. We don't need from camp.
Yeah, let's
talk. Yes, I was saying that I appreciate the government for paying the 13,000.
Yes.
But just like the PRO has said, the 13,000 is of not much significance in our lives. But as Samati has said, you know what
in the pan.
Hello. So we want the state government to please enter into dialogue with our ESCOs. We're not even saying you should enter into dialogue with all the pensioners like you did in February at Cultural Center. You should just call the ESCO and enter into dialogue and let's find a way out together. Our ESCO are sweating. This is why old. And in their old age, does not wish to remember that it will grow old one day. So you should call us to for discussion. Let's dialogue. We are not spirit. We didn't vote for spirit. So let him do more. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you. Thanks so much for calling. 0815-432-1079. Hello, good morning.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, good morning. Good morning. I can hear you. Good morning.
Hello?
Good morning. I can hear you.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. What's your name? Where are you calling
from? My name is Taiwo from Onikolobo.
Okay.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Benga and the Papa in the house. Yeah, I want us to go to the genesis of this pension act.
Okay.
That says you cannot collect all your lump sum when you retired.
Okay.
It has to be readdressed. Because a retired man of 35 years in service, or 60 years and above, are you telling me he cannot manage not less than 10 million or 15 million to invest upon? After retirement, he said, I come and collect 25% of my lump sum, which is just a mere 2 million naira. What for? How and that can, what can I do with this present inflation? What can I do with that 2 million? But the bottom line is that the government should readdress, or you defend it and readdress that particular act so that if you are retiring, you are entitled to 75% or 80% thereabouts, so that you can have something to invest upon. This will minimize monumental fraud going in
Susa. Okay.
It's really exciting.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. You want to react to that?
Yes. With regards to the CPS, that's contributory pension scheme.
Yes.
If the scheme is properly managed, as it is expected, if it is well directed and well managed, it is expected that the money will have yielded enough fruits, big enough that when you retire, you take 25% or a certain percentage, the others will still be used, so much that by the time, you know, in another 10 years, with this course, you'll be able to get continuous monthly payment and still another second and third if you need any project be done.
Okay.
You have gotten enough. You don't take everything as soon as you retire. Presuming you retire at 60, you collect everything, and you have problems when you get to 65, what do you fall back onto? That is the reason behind the...
All right, let's pick up more calls. Oh, dear. Hello, good morning. Please turn down the volume on your radio, please.
Sorry. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, sorry. I'm very sorry. My name is Alaja Yonunga Power.
Okay.
Well, I'm a pensioner. But I will only advise those that are in government today.
Okay.
I will advise those that are in government today. One day they will leave. One day they will leave. They have everything to fall back to. Yes, we know. They have dollars, they have their naira, they have everything. They have shares of their businesses.
Okay.
But they should not forget. Oh God, they should remember former head of state, Yadua. They should remember Buhari, former head of state. Ondo State governor is now somewhere. It's not in Ondo State. God can catch anybody, anytime, no matter how well that they think they've acquired for themselves and their children, even yet unborn. God is watching. Every one of them will regret the action unless they do well.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Oh, there, the senior citizens are not smiling right now. They are not smiling. 0815-432-1079 or 0818-1111-079. I wouldn't want to say that, okay, the governors, or maybe they might want to do this because they know that there's pensions for them. It's already approved by the state houses of assembly all over the country. So they know that they are retiring into affluence, yeah. You know, but really, this is where the moral compass comes in, all right? For the pensioners, senior citizens, these are persons that have worked meritoriously. They've worked really hard to serve this country. And you've seen different administrations come and go, okay? And also, another thing, there was another thing that you were quoted to have said, talking about the day pensions should come in. You were quoted to have complained about delayed pensions in the state. He said the pension payment should come in on the 25th of every month.
Yeah.
But that diwa. Most private organizations don't even pay on the 25th. And don't you think you're asking for too much here?
No.
No?
Yes. Although most organizations don't pay by 25.
Exactly.
But some organizations pay by 25. As I'm talking now, Sheyi Makinde in Oyo State pay both salary and pension not less than 25 of every month. When he was coming in, he said he was born on 25 December. And
so because of that,
yes, he will continue to see that they are paid on 25. Either salary or pension won't be on 25. If Sheyi can do that, why can't other do it? That's the question.
But our own governor was not born on the 25th.
I want to add that okay. if you pay me on the 25th of this month, that is October, and you pay me another 25th of November, that is 1 month, that is 30 days. So at least within the 30 days, and most of the people, even since we have said this, we don't even receive on 25. It may be either the first week of the following month,
second week.
That's like on the 34th of the month. All right. But anyway, thank you so much for coming to the studio to have this conversation with me. Well, we'll keep pleading with the state government. We'll keep pleading. Okay, that is why we're here as the media, yeah. Fourth Estate of the Realm, to keep, you know, talking to the government until the authorities that be do the needful. But this time, do the needful, you know, by the senior citizens. Right here. We have been speaking with Comrade W. Oluide, who's the chairman, Nigerian Union of Pensioners, and also Comrade Bola Lawa, who's the state secretary of the NUP, and Comrade Segun Obadimu, who is the public relations officer of the NUP. Thank you so much, Ahundadiwa. Thank you so much for coming to the studio. Appreciate you.
God bless you. We will expect you to please one day invite the government to.
Yeah, we'll definitely. Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much. Exactly. Exactly. Thank you very much. All right, my name is Gbenga Oreshegun. That's the size of our package. We'll be back on Wednesday for another interesting conversation. Have a beautiful Monday morning. Good morning.
From the Rock City of Nigeria. Rock City of Nigeria. This is Fresh 107.9.
Fondo Keriri. Omilutiti. Fresh 107.9 FM Labe Oluma. Wangboloke Lala. Egbalawa.